The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up on Life Today, Pastor Samuel Rodriguez reflects back to a frightening time when his daughter was in the ICU, desperately fighting for her life.
The mathematical probability of this, hence, that's why I believe the mess will become a miracle. Here's the text. Dad, comma, I promise you it's not the meds, comma, angels just invaded my room.
Well, we welcome you to this last program with Sammy Rodriguez this week, Your Mess, God's Miracle. Truly one of the greatest messages, greatest sermons, greatest truths, and I think greatest books you're ever going to read. Sammy is a spiritual son.
Yes.
Could be grandson now. I mean, it's just like, you know, we got so many kids and we've been around so long. It's like, you know, I think we were here, somebody wanted to know if we came over on the Mayflower. We've been here a while and we've been married 60 years.
Love
and thank you for loving us and praying for us and helping us get God's arms around the overlooked all over the world. Sammy's book is absolutely tremendous. Okay, Sammy, you wrote this book with fire more than in your belly. It was in your heart, in your brain. It's in every part of your being. And I mean, you set Gateway on fire, our church. I mean, I've been there since the church was founded 20 years ago. Robert is another one who says he's my son, named his son after me, who's now the next pastor. Okay, praise God. What in the world took hold of you when you live in California?
California.
Dear God, that's a mess, but you believe in a miracle right now that God can do. Tell us about it.
Without a doubt, again, inspired by John chapter 9, the narrative of the blind man, learning that the process is temporary, but the promise is permanent. I will repeat that. The process is temporary. The promise is permanent. Even if there's a mess right now in your family, your home, your marriage, your health, your finances, your generation, your community, it may look like a mess. There's a miracle behind that mess. The process is temporary. The promise is permanent. Listen, I lived this out. Some of you, I've heard what took place. During COVID, we were working with the previous administration, sure, you and I, in an advisory
and
capacity.
And by the way, they pulled off miracles that nobody believed could ever happen. Because the miracle was that church leaders across all denominational divides supernaturally came together. And you know, you asked me to bring the leadership of your denomination in, which wouldn't come.
Yes.
Because you couldn't, and they did, I got them to.
Yes.
Watched me bring leaders together that had been taught to stay away from those other Christians. And they all fell in love with Jesus and one another and the hope that we could make the right decisions. And they led to those right decisions.
And the outcomes in protecting religious liberty, in addressing issues
Absolutely.
Of life, like we've never seen before. You were, and that's why I love you. I mean, I love you both, your spiritual parents. But you were able to bring together both the charismatics and the automatics. and that is a work in itself,
it's a miracle.
Right? It's a miracle in itself. And in the midst of all that, COVID hits, and in my family, we had a circumstance, I had my mess. My daughter, Evie, my eldest daughter, she gave birth to Mila, COVID year. And her white blood cell count, she struggles with her WBCs, not in any way that requires medication. It's always in the low threes. Doctors continuously telling her, listen, be careful with your white blood cell count. Gives birth to Camila, Mila, and her white blood cell count tanked, COVID hit. Perfect storm. She ends up on a ventilator. Now, she's a millennial. So I'm working for the Heritage Foundation as one of the National Coronavirus Recovery Commissioners, and I'm doing my due diligence going, there's no way millennials don't die from COVID, except that my daughter had a pre-existing condition. She's on a ventilator and she's dying. And I'm speaking to a doctor who's telling me, and I'm speaking to someone who has suffered loss of a child, and my faith did not wait. I mean, my faith was there. I've seen too much of his glory and I've experienced too much of his grace to doubt the God of miracles. Nevertheless, I know there are different outcomes. There are miracles that are here and now and those that we see later on. So I just, when I got the final call and the doctor said, Samuel, if your daughter doesn't fight, and there's this awkward pause, what do you mean? She's a millennial. If she doesn't fight. Awkward pause. And I just lost it. I was driving my Jeep Wrangler in California, and I just... My mess.
He's basically telling you she's going.
She won't make it. And I'm in the car, my Jeep, and it was all messy. It was completely messy. And all of a sudden, I just said, Lord, I just need something from you. Can you just give me one little sign that you're in the midst of this, mess? Show me this glimpse of a miracle. Can you just send a contingency of angels to her ICU room where no one could even get in contact in California.
Right.
Super restrictive.
Yeah.
Not even her husband or even her baby.
No.
Super restrictive. Can you send angels? I said angels. I did not generically say, God, can you bless her, touch her? I said, can you send angels verbatim? I get a text from my daughter. My daughter has no idea where I'm at, what I'm praying, that I spoke to the doctor. Daughter has no idea what she's in ICU in a ventilator, but she's a millennial, so she has her cell phone. Because millennials will die with their cell phones. We're lying, we're swiping. And that's the way they get into heaven, swiping. And so she had her cell phone. All of a sudden, the mathematical probability of this, hence, that's why I believe the mess will become a miracle. Here's the text. Dad, comma, I promise you it's not the meds, comma, angels just invaded my room.
Wow.
What are the chances that my daughter, not knowing what I prayed, where I was, et cetera, that she texts back verbatim what I just prayed?
Wow.
That angels just invaded my room.
Wow.
24 hours later, I get the call from the doctor. Mr. Rodriguez, I can't explain it. I can't explain it. She's no longer on a ventilator. She's breathing on her own. I can't explain the turnaround. And praise be to God that he made a miracle out of my mess. But it's way beyond just what's happening in our children. Right now, the enemy's coming after our kids. He's coming after our kids. Have you ever seen hell unleashed against our children or our children's children? Yeah. It's diabolical. It really is. What does the enemy know about the emerging generation that he's trying to prevent? I truly believe the mess is about to become a miracle, even in your family and with your children and your children's children. The mess will become a miracle. Through the vicarious, atoning, finished work of Jesus, we're going to see God's glory shine and messes become miracles all over America, all over the world.
You know, you watched it. I was able to leave these pastors because I'd been preaching. You know, now I'm now 60 years, and so that was a few years ago. So in the, say, 55 years preaching, and they had all of them nearly been on my television program. The amazing thing that preachers and Christians have noticed is they come here. We love them where they are, who they are. We may disagree in some way, even theologically or biblically, but biblically we love them with the love of the Father, and we want to help them put God's arms around the people that God has placed before them in their path. We want to assist them. We never want to use them. We want to bless them. And our viewers bless them. And we tell you to pray for them and bless them. And we bring people together. So that is actually what we did. We actually did what Jesus prayed we would do. One with the Father in relationship, not just religious association. One with the Father and the Son and sanctified by the Word. That means the Word of God is not a sword. It's not a club. It's a guiding light and a standard. And so we said, let's hold up the light. And then we held it up as Jesus prayed in supernatural unity.
Yes.
Which the upper room Christians experienced. And they walked out in kingdom power and made a kingdom impact on planet Earth that led to every great thing that happened in history, including the downfall of the Roman Empire, including all the great things and miracles through history, including the miracle birth of this nation. Now, the great things have happened because God's people did what Jesus prayed we would do. You and I witnessed leaders come together who were taught to never be in the room together.
Indeed.
They actually loved one another, even with some disagreements, but never denying the Word of God or changing. And we saw a miracle. Do you believe the stage is set right now that if we Christians would come together like Jesus prayed in relationship with the Father and the Son, let the Word of God shape us, And then we supernaturally become one, not same, one, that we could literally see the greatest awakening in history. Isn't that the miracle you're writing about?
That's the miracle we write about. And you're James, the book of Acts, the Council of James, the clarion call. You have the power to convene. And I've seen it before. We've seen it. And the outcomes were amazing.
Again. Amazing.
The outcomes were not superficial.
No.
It's way beyond an election. We're talking about legislative shifts in
yes.
America.
Yes.
Securing
directional
our,
shifts.
Indeed. That have generational implications, multi-generational ramifications.
Yes, sir.
My grandchildren, the Lord tarries, will hear the gospel preach.
Yep.
Because pastors came together.
They're going to see the gospel lived.
Oh,
that's
lived
what you're
out.
Talking about.
And we must do it again.
Yep.
We must do this again. In every sense of the word, we must see the miracle come out of the mess. But it comes out of what? God's children living out the word of God, living up, pursuing righteousness, being holy, 1 Peter 1:16, being one, John 17:21, and being light, Matthew 5:14-16. If we're holy, we're one, and we're light, the gates of hell will never prevail against us. The messes will become miracles. But it starts with the church, with the shepherds, with the pastors, with every Christian parent. It starts with us. If we rise up, if we stand up, Acts 2:14, when the Bible says, you shall receive what? Not potential.
Power.
Not platforms.
Power.
Not style, not optics, not aesthetics, not a feeling. You shall receive power.
Mm-hmm.
Power. We are the most powerful entity on the planet.
Yeah.
There is nothing more powerful than the bride of Christ.
Oh.
Let's use that power to advance the kingdom of heaven, to lift up Jesus. He will draw all men unto himself. The mess becomes a miracle in California, in New York, all points in between, all around the world, in your family, your home, your marriage, your mind, your health, in every aspect. Watch your mess become God's miracle.
If we would only understand that if we would delight in Him, make Him first. He only fits as God one place, God. And He says, if you fail to glorify
yes.
me as God, magnify Him as God, I am the Father I am, to become the family of the perfect Father who will guide you into what is best always, always knowing what is best, always knowing how to deliver what is best, direct you to what is best, protect you from what is not best. If you would follow me, you will be what? Blessed and a blessing. And you're time will be extended in the land as long as you don't make an idol even out of the beautiful blessings.
Indeed.
That my freedom gives you.
Beautiful.
So these are one. But now if you do, you got to be careful because then you'll be given over to be controlled by appetites. Even appetites that are not even natural. They're even against nature. But all of them that are against God are against the divine nature of God, the will of God. And it leads you to a problem. In order to justify your acts, you will then foolishly, catastrophically change God's truth into a lie, something other than what it is. Then a horrible thing happens, Romans 1 says. You are given over to depraved
yes.
thinking, which Isaiah said you can't tell night from day, right from left, good from evil. You can't recognize anything because you have what is known as a reprobate, a mind so depraved that you not only do evil, but you justify evil, you support evil, embrace evil, and actually make it law, evil. And if you resist evil, it's against the new law. That's precisely where people are being punished for doing what God says is right to do. It's unbelievable what's happened. Now, how do we correct it? The miracle is to return to the God of the Father of the perfect family, only when we follow His perfect will. We return to Him. That's the miracle that Sammy's talking about. And when you do that, He absolutely does what? Leads you in green pastures, leads you beside calm water by His presence, anoints your head with oil, prepares a table of abundance before you in the presence of your accusers and your enemies, and goodness and mercy follows you all the days of your life and throughout eternity. It starts now. I'm not waiting to get eternal life. I'm living eternal life. I have eternal life now.
Yes.
That's what he's writing about here. That's the miracle. Let's live it. We believe it can happen. We believe that's the great miracle of the ages. We believe that's the next necessary great awakening for the sake of freedom, for the billions of people that can be led to Christ when they see him in his church. Excuse me.
No.
I tried to get out of your way.
No. And it has to happen now. Now is the time. Now is the time. For the mess to become a miracle, preach the word in and out of season.
Yes.
Preach truth with love, not just truth. We're mathematicians. If all we do is
unconditional love.
If all we preach is love, only love without truth, then we're California hippies. The moment we speak truth in love, truth with love, truth for love, we change the world.
Absolutely.
Psalm 89:14. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Truth and love lead the way as attendants. We must confront theological promiscuity.
Yep.
We must repudiate every vestige of theological promiscuity. We must adhere to biblical orthodoxy. When your integrity is greater than your influence, your mess becomes a miracle. When you are driven by the anointing rather than ambition, your mess becomes a miracle. When your hunger for righteousness is greater than your fear of criticism, your mess becomes a miracle.
That's great.
And when your praise speaks louder than your pain,
wow,
and when your testimony is greater than your trauma, your mess becomes a miracle.
I really pray that you heard from God what he just said. Does this bless you?
Oh, absolutely. I would say that if you've been watching this week, your heart has truly been changed and blessed because you have heard the truth of God come from these two men that God called to proclaim his truth. But what they're saying is, let it get down inside of you. Let it be revealed through your life, through example. It's not something you just go out and preach and proclaim, but you live it. It becomes who you are. It's God's DNA in you.
Oh, boy. Get the book. We'll actually send it to you. If you would help us rescue someone that's been sexually trafficked, sold, set them free, reach them, rescue them, train them, restore them, we can do it. This may sound like a big number to you. It takes a $128 average gift to rescue one. That's to reach them, begin the rescue process, and ultimately restore them, give them a way to live. And our viewers who make everything we do possible, do you realize that you are helping us put God's arms of love around the most unnoticed people on the planet? The ones Jesus called the least of these. And that's the one group Jesus said, for sure, are the sheep. They touch the least of these, and they minister to me, he said. Would you right now, with people matching what you do, $320,000 the minute we start, supporting something we didn't know if our viewers would even ever want to see again. And they say, see again, we want to change it forever. So could you give $128 to rescue one? Now it'll be two. I ask people to rescue 10, that's $1,280. Our viewers can do it. We got a lot of people who have some retirement funds and some different places where they can get the resources. Would you rescue 10? It'll be 20 now. Doubled. Some of you can do more than that. Just like the people that drill a well for $4,800. How do they do that? Love. And that love gives life. It's love that never fails. Would you spill some of that love today? I want you to watch this and see this testimony. And then I want you to know, you're the miracle hoped for, longed for, prayed for, and needed. You're the miracle. Be that miracle. Watch.
God's word tells us that Jesus cares for and values little children, while statistics tell us that human traffickers could not care less for them. The only value to them is the money they can make for the traffickers who exploit them for sex and forced labor. This was the case of two little girls, Abini and Belly, who were 5 and 7 years old when our mission partners in South Asia rescued them. Abini was living in the brothel with her mother, who was a sex worker. Her pimp was allowed to molest little Abini. Belly was found in a remote village with a madam who was selling her off to an old man who was already abusing and using her for himself. His next step would have been to sell her to the local brothel in a major city. The good news is, Life Outreach, along with our mission partners, are rescuing trafficked children through education in their villages, SWAT team raids that are literally knocking down doors to brothels, and restoring lives through one-on-one ministry outreach efforts. Abini and Belly are now loved, safe, and cared for in our Life Center, getting an education, learning about the Lord, praying and singing as little children should be doing. Stories like these would not have been possible without your help. But there are still thousands of children around the world crying out for someone to rescue them. At Life Outreach, we have partnered with missionaries on the ground to reach, rescue, and restore children of all ages caught in the grip of human trafficking. We must continue this work, and the time to act is now.
Do you realize that for more than 20 years, we've been reaching out and rescuing thousands of children? That beautiful home, Destiny House, which is the largest one we built, well, we built houses all over the third world who have been rescuing children. When we say we, it means you, the viewer. That incredible house was built by some Hollywood producers who produced and provided all of the power plants for all of the own location of shoots in Hollywood. The woman watching our program, inspired, sold a 7-carat diamond ring for the start. And then we found them, and they were renting property, and we helped them start and build that incredible place that has saved thousands of lives and then inspired more of them everywhere. But who did it, Betty? Our viewers did it. They built that house. They established all these places of rescue for thousands of people to be rescued from trafficking, headed off from trafficking, and then given a job where they're doing, they have a livelihood. They're not depending upon Pharaoh or some government. They have a life that you gave them, the life that was provided, Betty, by the love of God. Our viewers are amazing. They multiply God's love.
They really are. First of all, I have to just thank you, because without your help, your love, your care for these little ones, we wouldn't have been able to reach out and give them a place to go and to be safe and to be cared for with the love of Jesus. So thank you so very, very much. There's more to do, though. There's more out there. Please continue to help us reach out to those that are perishing because of the cruelty of the enemy and how he traps them and he tries to destroy their precious little innocent lives. Join with us again, won't you?
You know, that couple that sold the ring and went over there, they didn't even tell us that we had affected them. We found them. We were over there just to seeing this horrible sex trafficking, wondering what to do. And we found them, they were there and they were renting houses. And it was the most amazing thing that they thanked us for inspiring them. And then we said, well, you know what? We'll help you buy houses. We'll help you. They said, we'd like to build a rescue. Well, we helped. We, meaning who? You. Because, Betty, we were so afraid that we could only show that one time and hope for help, but people wouldn't want to say, look at these little girls. And they're not modestly. It's just terrible. You're talking about sex. And you know what? You would not let us stop. You said, we want to help them. That's why the $320,000 to match whatever you give. Think about this. The average cost to rescue one, it's $128. And we know that's a stretch for some, but it'll be double. $128 will rescue one. It reaches them, it rescues them, and it begins to restore them. It gives them a future. Now $128 rescues two. You may have 120, you got 64, but now you got 128. We ask everybody, I always ask you to think big. Could you rescue 10, $1,280? Now it'll be 20. Whatever you can do, we have some gifts to send you to say thank you. The beautiful story of Israel, the history of Israel told by Dr. Tony Evans, and the pictures are magnificent. The book that we're giving you, Believe This, Not That, oh, my goodness, it ought to be a textbook. And then the beautiful, beautiful bronze, Consider the Birds. And now, if you want it, your mess, God's miracle, our mess, nation's mess, country's mess, government's mess, God's miracle, you ask for it, we'll send it to you, even before it gets to the bookstores. would you please right now go get your bank card and use it like a check? Dial that number, a prayer line, and many people call for help, and it's paid for by love. Would you please get your card and use it like a check? Go online or call. If you do send a check, tell us you're putting it in the mail. We need to know. Remember, what you give will be doubled, and you're giving life. You're giving freedom. Please do it. Do it now.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators, forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift today, we'll send you Believe This, Not That, featuring a promise from heaven for every need on earth. This book is a resource every believer should have when facing discouragement, pain, fear, or the vast array of negative thoughts that attack all believers. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive Experiencing Israel by Tony Evans. Discover the Holy Land like never before and view stunning scenes in spectacular full-color photography. Also, find practical applications that bring the world of the Bible into your life today. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children, and you may receive our inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I've prayed for many years, someday, every person watching, wherever you are, give something toward life. We're going to send you this book if you want it. Just ask for it. It's even before it hits the bookstores. At least that's what we're being told. Your mess, God's a miracle. I promise you, it'll bless you. Let's be a part of the miracle. Sammy, love you with all my heart, buddy.
Love you.
Let's just keep on getting God's arms around the overlooked. Let's see this miracle that only God can do. Thank you for being my brother.
Thank you.
Thank all of you. Thank you for presenting life today. Thanks for sharing life today.
I've often said, the place where my mother went to end her life, she found life. She found abundant life.
Tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.